Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, busy, behind the scenes, Tracy Mahan, Wizard of Oz.
Trouble. So, it's me. And I'm going to let Julia talk for a minute while I get this posted everywhere. Oh, yes. Why don't you show everybody your glass? Tell them the story of why you have that.
I have this because Tracy thinks it's very funny to see me drinking my tea out of the other glass. And she sent me this for my birthday so that I have a sippy cup.
Okay. So I told her, it looks like you're drinking wine during the show. And, okay. John, come on. Like, we're not going to do that. Sorry, I had a pop-up over here that I had to address. Anyways, so Julia's drinking her tea wine. And so for her birthday, I found a wine glass with a little sippy straw. And I just thought she might enjoy that.
Yeah. Sip my wine instead of slug it.
So what I'm doing over here is I'm making sure this gets posted to all the different sites. That's why I'm acting like I'm not paying attention. Don't talk to me.
This is usually done before the show, but we had some other technical things going on before the show. So this is why you get to see her in action.
Yay! That's what I do. And then I say inappropriate things while I'm doing it so that when we do go live, then Julia is a little thrown off.
Yeah, and then I'm like, like here I'm coughing now because of that. Anyway, welcome everybody. Welcome. So excited.
Wait, I got one more thing to do.
Okay. So you don't make
sense. Then I'm going to be all official with you. Okay. Oh. Here we go. You're going to hear me twice. And hello to Judy and Sherry and another Sherry and Margaret and Catherine and Carol. And I know John's out there watching because John sent me a message because it's your mom's birthday.
Yes. It is my mom's birthday. Yes. Happy birthday, Mom. Happy birthday. Oh, and there have been such beautiful tributes and birthday wishes to her. Oh my gosh, everybody, you know, thank you so much. Gosh, and you wrote a beautiful one. John wrote a beautiful one. Suzanne wrote a beautiful one. I mean, those are just a few that I saw, but I know there are so many out there. And it's like, thank you, guys. That's so sweet. Yeah. She touched so many lives, you know, it's just.
It really is incredible. So I was telling you before we logged on that I had this session today. This gentleman flew in from New York, which was fun. And he was telling me how he just got dove into all of Dolores's books and da-da-da. I said, hold up. I said, do you know what day it is? And he says, no. And I said, it's Dolores's birthday. Now, his session, he wanted it earlier and I couldn't do it earlier because we were going to Texas. So moved him to that date. And then not thinking that it was your mom's birthday. And here we are sitting there and he was just raving about your mom and saying such neat things and how much, and he's like, I've got all of her books and I'm going to read every single one of them. And so I just wanted, if he is watching this today, which I think he's probably wiped out that
session. Probably.
Yeah. But hello, Phil, if you are watching. And what a fantastic session that was indeed. He had an extraordinary life of changing shapes and forms. It was really fun.
Cool.
So, yeah. Anyway. So there it is, the shout out. Happy birthday, Dolores. And yeah, you know, it's always so cool because we can all feel her around us when we're working. And, you know, she still taps people on the shoulder and gets them going the right direction and introduces them to her work. So very nice. What you're not seeing over here is the flood of hearts that are coming up on the screen. But I keep looking over at it. You guys are showering us in the hearts today. So thank you.
So sweet. Yeah.
So Tiffany was supposed to come on and share some stories, but you know, whatever. Our daughter, not ours together. Her daughter, my adopted daughter.
You've adopted.
I wanted her to come on and wear her new shirt, but whatever, Tiffany, you'll just send me a picture, right? So Yeah, we could clarify that too, is that there was a picture of, what would you even call that, a steer, a cow, whatever it was.
It was a steer, but I don't know what kind. It's a different kind because it had the shaggy hair.
The long shaggy hair, but its lip was hanging out. And the house was split here. You know, we're staying in this Airbnb. The house is split. Is that a tongue or is that a lip? Mm-hmm. And and we are on the lip side.
Yeah, still sticking with
Tiffany
the lip.
Tiffany was on the tongue side. Mm-hmm. I just happened to find a t-shirt that had the same cow with his mouth open and its tongue hanging out. And I was like, well, there she goes. Now she can see what the tongue looks like because she was so convinced it was a tongue.
Well, they were so confused that it was a tongue.
So confused. She's in here going, team tongue. I tell you, we had more fun with that stinking cow picture. Oh, and some of you, I posted it on my Facebook. So if you guys are on my Facebook, you may have participated in team tongue or team lip. And I'm sorry. It was Tiffany, clean. If you want to have this conversation, clean. You need to log on and come on live. Because now she's like, agree to disagree. Anyway, lip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So how was your day? What do you want to talk about?
No.
I rushed here to make sure I'm on time. Should we just call it? We're done?
Yeah, you were running. No, it's been an interesting day. It's been a good, interesting day. And my last several days have been very, very productive. And that feels so good to be productive, you know. And it's nice because it's like when we're not feeling productive, we're like, when I'm like, all I want to do is I have no energy. It's low energy. I just like, let me just rest. I feel like I'm not doing what I should be doing, but I realize at the same time, I need rest and it's okay. But I like this energy better when it's like, yay, and everything's falling into place and I'm making things happen. Woohoo, you know?
And then it's like,
exactly.
Yeah.
So
we're not getting much help by Erica's in the chat room. She was team tongue. I think you and I were the only, there was five of us. So, you know, Sarah probably went back and forth. She probably came and told us team lip and then went over there and told them team tongue.
I think she finally fell over on the tongue side too. So
I saw him pay her. That's what it is.
Really? Oh my goodness. Well, that makes sense.
I think it was like, I'll buy you a dinner, F. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll buy you some pie.
I'll buy you some pie. Okay, another inside joke. I'll buy
it. Yep.
All right, guys. What do you want us to talk about today? What do you want us to talk about?
I'm hearing exploration of universes.
Well, there we go.
There we go.
Let's do that. Let's do
Why
that.
Not?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of what we do every day, isn't it?
Well, I know I do. Yeah, you do too. Pretty much everyone. All right, so launch that. What do you want to do with that? Otherwise, I'm going to get distracted by this stuff going on in the chat room that is not worth my time. Not worth my time, Erica.
What is this? <Let's see. laughs>
I am doing that towards that chat.
Yeah.
Team tongue, team lips, whatever we got going. All right, we got, here's some Texans in here, Deborah. Cindy, go team universe. See, there we go. A new team. Yay.
I love it.
All right. So what about the universe? The universe is multiverse.
Yeah, it's okay. Something's right here. The infinite possibilities, anything is anything. I mean, it's that kind of stuff. It's like, where is it going? I'm just like, are you feeling what I'm?
Well, you're probably feeling something because I'm waiting for everyone to jump in the chat room. And go, did you see the thing? Yes, Lenny, I did see the orb. So this will be another video where we get to go back and look at your frame and see what that was. It just zipped by.
It was here.
Yeah, it went right over your head.
because I felt something, and it was like, I was like, whoa. No, okay,
right before you said, do you feel it?
Whoa. Like,
well, I saw it. And I was waiting. I was looking over here going, somebody else had to have seen that. So there it is.
Cool. I just know, yeah. I'm like, there's something. And I was like, okay, you're picking up. What is it? There's something powerful going on here.
Yeah. Well, you know what? There's so much information about the energies coming into the planet and so many things going on. But I think we keep talking about the veil gets thinner. Now we're like, what veil? What veil?
Yeah.
And so I think that's what we're experiencing now, is those glimpses of seeing the alternate realities, seeing those parallel universes. And I think we just got to see in the video just now with you, I swear to God, it looked like a fairy went by your head.
Wow.
Is what it looked like. And I was just like, that happened too fast for me. I'm going to have to go back and look at that. But it went from down by your shoulder-ish, down that area, and then went up over your head.
Oh, okay.
So like a dust bunny would probably just buzz through, but this kind of had a direction to it.
Okay.
So hopefully we can get that. And I know somebody will timestamp that for us when we come back. But I mean, here you are saying, let's talk about universes and dimensions and all these different things. And here we get to witness another dimension pop up on the screen. Mm-hmm. Even our cameras are catching them now. So that's exciting.
It is. Yeah. Very exciting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we got a question. How can we connect in there? Also connect in, that could be, mean a lot of things. So
that's it. How do we connect?
Yeah. So let's talk about how do we connect with what, like higher self, guide.
It doesn't matter what it is. It's all the same.
All right. Well, cover that then.
Okay.
I'll see her just being like, she's just so sober today. It's just like, okay, all right, I'll do it.
Well, because, and this is my own stuff, I think, because I'm always like, oh my gosh, I was doing this after the show earlier today, and I'm like, God, I feel like I'm anticipating what people are thinking. And it's like, that's never good to be concerned about what people are thinking, and how you're coming across. It's like, I wasn't even sure if I was being understandable. I mean, that was that kind of stuff, but I was, but anyway, but I think it's probably with my own self, where I feel frustration with myself is that, or with these things, is it feels like people want really in-depth, complicated answers, really intricate answers. And the answers that come to me and through me are so simple. They're usually one or two words many times. Yeah. It's that simple. And I the feeling I pick up from people is that that's it. And that's probably why I was like, okay. Because that's that thing. I was like, it's like, it's so simple. It goes, and I apologize if you want some really intricate, long answer.
No, you don't.
Because it's not going to happen for me. That's not my mission. That's not my peace. That's not my nothing. It's just, mine is to make it simple and break it down and deliver it in as easy to understand terms. That's what I feel like I'm here for. It's just, let's keep it down to earth. Let's keep it real. Let's not bog it down with all this stuff. So how do you make contact?
Margaret says, I need simple. So how do you connect?
I wonder how you do connect. You think about it. Your intent. That immediately connects your energy to whatever it is. And if you already know, like if it's a being or somebody you know their energy. You just think about them and you're immediately with them. If it's somebody you don't know, you imagine what might, just by thinking of them, you are immediately pulling their energy.
Yeah.
That's how easy it is. You're connecting with them.
Yeah, it really is. And when we get out of our own way, you know, it's crazy how much information can come in, mm-hmm. and how much more we open ourselves up to. And it always goes back to that, you know, when you're like, well, how do I know when they're talking to me? Well, here you go. They're going to use the voice in your head. Yeah. You just got to let them use it. So get out of the way and go with the first thought that comes in.
Yeah.
And that's going to be your higher self. It's going to be your mm-hmm. intuition. It's going to be your guide. I mean, it's all the same collective, right? We've got these beautiful, I don't want to say that it's all the same thing in the sense that I don't want you to think it's all just one person communicating with you, but I mean, it's all kind of the same energy. We can just move. It's like if you go sit at the table with your family and you ask a question and one of them is going to answer you, you know? So yeah, they're all using your voice and they're using your intuition. They're using your knowing, your feelings. So yeah.
They're using your way of talking. They know how you talk. I mean, it's all your mannerisms, all those things. Like when it first started happening to me, and I was kind of hearing different things. And then I don't remember how long it was, but later it just became me. Cause I think that was that part of me that was trying to analyze it. And I wanted to know it wasn't me. I wanted to know it wasn't my wishful thinking. And so they said, okay, they set it up like a game. I don't know what you want to call it, but they're like, okay, so how about when it's us, meaning the higher self, guides, whoever, it'll be like you'll hear it from over here. And this was for me. This was like, you'll hear it from over here. If it's you and your thoughts, you'll hear it from here. Mm-hmm. And there was a third one that was over here, and I don't remember what that was. And I was like, okay, that satisfied me. Most of the time I heard things from over here. Once in a while, I heard something from up here. And I don't remember.
You sure it wasn't the angel devil shoulder thing?
Really? And then after a while, and I think in the beginning they did have different sounds too. After a while, there never was a differentiation. It was like all just coming in. And someone told me, oh, well, it all integrated because it was all the one anyway. Remember William C. Cross, it's all connected. So it became that. And then it integrates because you get to a place where you know, you trust, you know, all those things. So it doesn't have to be differentiated out for you. Yeah. So if it shifted, that's why.
Okay. So sorry, I'm just bouncing over. Hearing your own inner self is your, that's your, I think that's supposed to be SC. Have a or higher self, HS. Yeah. Okay. So yes, exactly. And Judy, I want to thank you for playing in the chat room and getting information out. We had a question in there about how do you become a level one or take the level one course, and Judy put the link for the website in there. So thank you,
wonderful.
Judy.
Yeah,
and taking care of us. Nice.
Yes.
Got this. And intuitively, I'm hearing a lot of people say team lip. So I'm just saying. Anyway. I just want to see if they're still here listening or if they just mm-hmm. came in, make an appearance and jet. Yeah. They're probably having their own team tongue chat.
Mm-hmm.
No matter.
Private messaging on our show. What?
What? Okay. So the universe is multidimensional. We are such fascinating beings. And I think we get too attached to these little suits we're wearing, right? Because when we let go of that, where do we go?
Yeah, to the all.
Everywhere.
We go everywhere, exactly.
Yeah, and here's one of the things, I get into these little things. Oh, Erica's still there listening. Okay. Okay, one of the things that I watched one day was it was about the speed of thought. You know, we got the speed of light, the speed of sound, the speed of thought. And I was so fascinated by it because the speed of thought is instant.
Yes.
Instant. And that's what we are. We are this magical speed of thought. So if you guys are where you can just close your eyes right now, let's practice that. And just close your eyes. And I want you, this will be a fun one. Just imagine you just went to the realm or the universe or the dimension where the council that helped you plan this life is sitting at a table. and just go imagine you went there. That's how quick you can go. And now you know how to connect again. There's another way. If you want to imagine that they are sitting at a table, they'll do that for you. Mm-hmm. If you want to
I'm seeing such a conference table. I'm going, wait a minute. I want but.
Yours are holding protest signs. Like, oh no, mine were at Disneyland. I don't know. Cool. But I tell you what, it's so much fun though, because every day I'm just so fascinated at how quickly we can think of something and it changes, you know? And I think it was Bruce Lipton that said, we change a thought, we change the chemistry of our body, right? Well, I mean, how important is our thinking?
Oh my
gosh. The words we use, the things we say, thinking. So important.
Oh, so important. Oh my gosh. And now we know, I mean, it's getting clearer and clearer. I mean, this has been something that's been out there and we've known it, but the faculties of it is getting clearer and clearer and clearer about, you know, how important those thoughts are, because they literally create everything. They create where you are now and where you're going to be completely. And so you have so much, you know, we always want control. We feel like we're out of control. Oh my gosh, I can't, everybody's got control of me. I'm a victim. It's like you have so much control because you control what this thing thinks.
Yeah.
You exactly. have all the control.
All of it. You can say no. You can say yep. You can say more of that. Mm-hmm. You can make all the changes you want in your vibration and everything through your thinking. Now, it's not to say that everything's fluffy and roses, right? You know, we do have life happening around us. But guess what? We get to choose how we respond to it. So
exactly.
I could have been honking my horn at the truck in front of me that was driving 20 miles an hour where I'm going, I'm going to miss the show.
It's like, I'm going to miss the show.
Come on, guys. Let's go. Meanwhile, Julia's going, 3 more seconds and I'm hanging up. I'm going to go sit on the couch and watch a show. Yeah, I know. I can feel it. Mm-hmm. Telepathy. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
How many of you guys have been experiencing knowing when someone's going to call or text, reading each other's minds, finishing each other's sentences? What am I thinking, Julia?
Yeah. But bat signal. We call it the bat signal. And it was funny because early on when we first started kind of conversing more, you would say something about, well, I'm getting your bat signal. I'm getting something. I don't remember if they called it. If you call it that right away, and I'm like, what? And then, and every single time, it's so funny because one of us thinks about the other, but she's an excellent receiver because I'll think things and she's like, oh, I'm getting the message.
I'll send a text. Are you sending a signal? Because I think I got it. Yeah.
Very good receiver.
Yeah. Well, and it's fun too. It's good practice. And it's good to practice that with your friends and say, okay, if you want me to call you, I mean, don't spend forever on it. Call me if I'm not calling you, but send out a signal. Let's see if I pick it up.
Yeah. So, I mean, if I really need to call her, I call her, you know, but sometimes I'm just thinking about it and it's like, okay, I need to call Tracy later, blah, blah, blah. And that's when she'll call me. And it's like,
well, problem solved.
And I do that. I'll do that with several people. I mean, there's so many times. It happens a lot with Kaya. I'm able to do it. He's a good receiver too. I'll be texting him or I'll call him. He goes, I was just texting you. It's like, so it was there, you know. Tiffany does it a lot too. So
yeah. And I do that with Chris this morning. I hadn't touched base with her and I thought, oh, I bet she doesn't know I'm going to be in a session all day. So I sent her this little, it's called Marco Polo and you can make little videos, you know? So okay. I made her this little video and I said, hey, I'm just about to pull out of my driveway, but I could hear you in my head going, I don't know. I wonder what Tracy's schedule is today. And so I just thought I would send you a little note and tell you what it was and did that. And then she listened to it. She goes, that's so weird. Cause probably about 5 minutes before you sent that video, I did that. So yeah, it is fun, you know, and when you got somebody that is right there with you paying attention going, I was thinking that, or I did do that. then you can start really honing it in and practicing it. Right. So find yourself the telepathy friend. Mm-hmm. And
it can be anybody. I mean, it might be somebody that you don't even try, you know. Yeah. I'm trying to, something happened today. I remember I was talking to Jenny and I said, it never ceases to amaze me every time it happens. You know, it's like, whatever it was, I don't even remember what it was now, but it was something like that. And I'm like, I was just thinking about that person.
They're catching it. You're a good pitcher. That's what it is. You throw it, they catch it. So maybe that's what it is.
Maybe.
Yeah, I like it. Okay, let's see. Oh, who said that? Somebody just saw a UFO a couple hours ago, and let me find the original post on that.
Oh.
Just, okay, it was Lenny. Just about 3 hours ago, I saw what I think was a UFO in the clear sky while looking out my window, but it just suddenly disappeared. So I tried using telepathy. Ooh, nice. Yeah, with that.
Yes. And without that's how you communicate with them. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think almost every session I've ever had where somebody goes into, what we consider an extraterrestrial or whatever lifetime, that's what I ask them. How do you communicate? Well, with our minds, uh-huh. Telepathy. Yeah.
And from the heart. I mean, it's the heart energy is what they're reading. Yeah. But you communicate telepathically. And they'll talk right back. I mean, I've done it so many times, but like there was the blinking star that is not a blinking star out there. And I was talking to, I just tapped into it. See, there, you just tap into it. I'm thinking about it. And so I'm like, I just talked to it. And then I started hearing conversation back. And yeah. And I'm just like, what? So I was like, what are you? And they're like,
well, what are you?
No. You know, it's like, we're here, you know, cause I was like, are you a craft? What is this? It's our craft. It's our thing. You know? And I'm like, okay, so if I go back out there again, are you still going to be there? Yeah, we're always here. And it's like, they are the guardians. And so you just talked about somebody being a guardian.
Good, yeah.
They call themselves the guardians. Where mom called them custodians. You see, that's a very similar.
Very much, yeah.
Very. And they use the term guardian. And I thought, well, that's interesting. I said, what do you mean? So we've always been here. We have always been watching. You know, this is why they're here.
And, you know, when they go, hey, guys, you got it all wrong. This is what really happened. That's mm-hmm. why we're all always here, right?
Exactly. And they've been monitoring, you know, they're guardians. They're just watching over us.
Our little guardian angels.
Mm-hmm. And then there was another, the Iseti. We were talking about that. that one was cool. Mom and I were there. Mom did a talk. You go to Iseti a lot, James Gilliland's place. And we were, it was the first time. I don't know if Mom had ever been there before either, but I hadn't been. But everybody's doing the Sky Watch, and they're out in that field and all screaming for the UFOs and everything. And Mom didn't want to go out in the field, so we stayed over, you know, on the edge of the field. And I'm just watching everybody, and it's like, okay, that's I was just kind of feeling my way, just feeling around, because I'm looking and not seeing anything. But then I felt something over my shoulder up here. And so I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I look, I don't see anything, but I sure feel something. And so then I just start talking to it. And I'm like, okay, so what are you? What is this? And I'm like, yeah, we're here. We're here watching. We're here. And I'm like,
watching the crazy humans and their little glow sticks and loud radios. And
And I said, so are you visible? Can you be visible? And I said, we're ready to be seen by those who are ready to see us. I'm like, oh, okay. And then that's when they showed me the heart. They're like, this is how we communicate via the heart. And so, but it was just like, okay. And I was waiting for somebody to see it up there. You know, it was not over where they were. It was
that way. Yeah, we had talked about that, because that's kind of the way people get really excited. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they go out there and they're doing the thing. They're summonings, you know, and they got, the last time I was there was probably 100 people there. And they get out their glow sticks, and one person had their radio going. And that, to me, that's inconsiderate to everyone else. You know, one, not everybody's going to like your taste in music. And it's like, if you want to listen to that, put on headsets, yeah. You know, it's, I don't know. That's me. I know I'm kind of sound sensitive.
Idea? Was that their idea of how you call them in or something or what?
I don't know. They just had a lot of music going on in their little corner and, you know, they were doing their things and they were being noisy. And then there was kind of our little group where we're just sitting there trying to watch. And then people all around us had glow sticks and things going on. And we eventually got up because we watched it for a while from there. And, you know, they got the, what do they call the little flashlights that are like laser flashlights so they can point them out. Okay. So,
oh, yeah.
So when something is moving up there, James or somebody that's working at the ranch will take the beam and show mm-hmm. you so that you know which direction to look. And that's really cool because then, you know, you might be looking over here and all of a sudden you see them doing a beam over there and you're like, oh, there it is. And so you don't miss it. Mm-hmm. So that part's really cool. But we got up and we moved like probably where you guys were. We moved over to the other side because I got like, I can't do this with all the noise. Mm-hmm. I want to do it. What you were saying you were doing, just being quiet and in my head and seeing if I can hear them. And if everybody's making all this noise, it's hard to focus on that. So, you know, I'm not saying they, you know, do your thing. You do it your
Absolutely.
Way. I'm going to go over here and I'm going to go over and do it this way. And there was one night where we didn't see a single thing move in the sky. And we sat out and sat out and sat out. And finally we moved over to the other side. And I think there was about three of us left. Everybody was getting cold and moving and going to bed. And it was getting late. And I said, all right, one last shot before I go to bed. And Jason was with us that year. And so we're looking up and this one did this zigzag thing and then doot. And it was the only thing we saw the whole time. like we waited up how many hours? It was like 2 something in the morning. And we're like, oh, I saw it. Or my vision went bad. I don't know. You know, you look
exactly.
at that.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. Well, and Mom saw something. I'm feeling this and tapping into it. And then she was like facing the group and something flashed like in that direction.
The flashes.
Yeah. And she's like, whoa. And did you see that? None of us. William Henry was here there too.
Oh, wow.
One of us saw it. She saw it. That was for her.
Yeah. I've seen the flashes.
And none of the people out there acted like they saw anything. Because they weren't, she saw it. So it was really cool.
Yeah. I saw one when I was in Idaho. It was coming up over and I thought it was an airplane. So I'm just sitting there chatting away and it's coming up over and then it gets right over top of us and goes straight up and disappears. Mm. And then I'm like, did you guys see that? It's like, I thought that was an airplane this whole time. We're just watching it and and it's coming in and we're just thinking we're going to hear, you know, it's going to go over. And it came over, kind of looped around right over us. And it was like pretty much straight over us. And then it just went, disappeared. Wow. And it was kind of like the jaws hit the floor and we're like, did that happen? I thought that was an airplane. Did you see that disappear? I did too. Okay. So they'll do things for you when you're out there calling on them and asking them to show you stuff. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see if there's any experiences here to read up on. We've got a lot of chatting going on. However, I think it's among themselves in the chat. So, I do have allergies. So when you guys hear me clearing my throat, I didn't get to take allergy medicine before we started. So
well, I got something with my throat too. And I was going to ask if you're it's like a thing. Something.
Oh, it's a tickle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a tickle going on, and I just assume it's the allergy. I didn't get to take another allergy pill, so, but maybe there's something more to it. Yeah, could be. Okay.
What is your body trying to tell you? Why is it picking your throat?
What is it they want me to say? Mm-hmm. Ooh,
because when that thing went over, that's what I was feeling. It was here.
Oh, the throat.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I keep feeling something. It's not as much now, but it goes in and out. And I'm like, what is that? You know, I was gonna say, if you're picking now, you've got the throat.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been trying not to cough and in the show because I know that can be distracting. But let's look at the throat. What do you guys want to be said? Anything coming in for you?
That you can tap into whatever that was.
Okay.
Yeah.
The little friend. Well, it's not what I think it was, because I thought maybe it was a little fairy going through. What it feels more like is, you know, like that tear in the fabric or something. It's like, what is it that I want to say? If you were to push up against something and move your finger along and it could make the distortion, it kind of is like the dimension was making a distortion and it just drew, it just went right over your head with it. Just like somebody pushing on the fabric and you could see it moving.
Interesting. That's right. When we were saying exploring the universe.
Yeah. Okay, that's too much. They're like, you are the universe, yet, so the universe is you, yet you live within the universe. There's, and it's like very deep. They're the way that they're showing it to me. It's like, I don't know how to explain that. But that we're not to forget that we are particles of this universe. And, you know, the other day I was talking, I think, to a client about one of the sessions I had. The gal was visiting the multiverse, and the multiverse was its own embodiment. And each of the universes within the multiverse was a chakra system. And each of those chakra systems, or each of those chakra systems was a universe like one that we live in. And each of those universes needed to do the level up and do all the, you know, the awakening, the ascension. And we are one of those. We are one of those chakra systems within the universe, the universe's chakra. And from what I could understand, we were the last chakra system to get into the vibrational match before the whole universe embodiment got to move into the next thing. So here we're thinking, you know, we've gotten the message that it's not just us waiting to ascend. Everyone's waiting for us to get there so we can all ascend together. Well, that got bigger. I thought, you know, in my mind, that was our universe.
But doesn't that really explain? Because they've said there's so many watching what's happening. And that really explains why. Because this is a big deal. and because what happens is the reverberation that happens over and over and over. So,
So when they showed it to me like that, like the multiverse, it has an embodiment and they are the chakra system, then each one of us is like a multiverse and we all have our chakra systems and so on and so on. It's never ending either way you take it.
Exactly.
And so that's where your mom names the books convoluted, because it's like, wow, there's just no end to where you can take that conversation.
Exactly.
It's crazy amounts.
Yeah, so it's the macro and the micro. That's what I meant by that. Uh-huh. And that was the macro and the micro.
So that one was kind of mind-blowing. But when you're asking me that question, that kind of took me out into the remember that you are everything. When you're talking about, that's why we can go within a thought, because it's all within us. It's already there.
Yeah.
You know, we step outside of our homes and we look up at the stars and we're like, wow, look at these beautiful stars. And then we close our eyes and we imagine going into the stars. Well, guess what? We didn't go into the stars we just looked at. We went into a whole other dimension and went into a whole different set of stars.
Exactly.
So there's just so much that we're not taking.
Oh,
did it again. Did you see it? Who saw it? It just did it again. Do it again. Come on, you guys. You want to show us? Show us. Show off. Get in that camera.
What I was about to say, because it was on that. It may have been on that. That energy. So I'm picking up those energies, and it could be it. It's like it's dancing around here.
Yeah.
You're talking about all that out. Anyway, that was that embodied, I guess. Or that was the embodiment.
Maybe that was it, that thought escaping.
Could be. I got the hole.
Stop. No. That's so funny. But yeah. So that's kind of the stuff that's been coming in my head lately is mm-hmm. how expansive everything is. And yet it's all us and it's all within. It's all within us. Do you remember it?
Yes, I remembered. And it's not anything major. So don't, you know, take your notepad out or anything like that. It's like, slow down. It was, they said this to me a while back, but they're just reminding me, remember, you're just scratching of the surface. I mean, you barely scratched it all. And you have things, look what's happening already. So if that gives you an inkling of an idea of what is there, it's just, shoot, it's so big. And so, you know, it is. Yeah, I mean, you could get completely absorbed in it. I mean, if you wanted to, you could get scared because it's so big. Because sometimes things can scare people and they get so big. But it's like you're given it in the doses that you can handle. And that's why it's happening the way it is. People say, but I'm ready. Give it to me. I want it all. And it's like our minds cannot comprehend. They can't handle the vastness and the major macros and the major micros. I mean, which exactly. It's like it completely shifts everything that we've ever known. So,
right.
and our whole idea of ourselves, you know, and where we are with it, it just completely,
yeah,
it's going to be so much that it's a lot for these minds to try and work with. So we've got
right. We didn't get the capacity to completely understand it, but that was intentional because we wanted to have a different experience. And when you come from the all knowing, that's no fun. So dumb it down for us a little.
Yeah. And we wanted to experience limitations, conceived limitations, perceived limitations.
Yeah.
We wanted to know what that was like. So it's all about limitations and using, energy. So how can we do that with it and not remembering anything, you know, that we are these great powerful beings. And so we do it in little doses. We leave ourselves breadcrumbs.
We do. And then we help each other. Yeah. And we wake each other up. We're on this road together and we get these little pieces and then we're like, could I possibly be that? And then the universe laughs because they're like, that isn't even what you are, right. You know, but if that's making you happy, okay, you can be that. Mm-hmm. And it just keeps expanding and getting bigger. Wait right. till we find out what's beyond the multiverse.
Exactly. I mean, it's amazing when I look back and I think back, and I've said this many times before, but like in the 70s, I'm going to date myself, but in the 70s, when I was just starting to get into, I think it was for the Seth books then, that was like major, major to read the Seth books. And but like even before that, I was just little things, you know, remote viewing. I was interested in that. And so I was studying that and practicing it and out of the body, astral projection.
I remember wanting to try the remote viewing, and then mm-hmm. I also was very intrigued by these little guys. Mm-hmm. These are just little coat hangers that I made myself, but mm-hmm. Yeah. Dowsing rods are fun if mm-hmm. you haven't played with that. Don't poke an eye out.
Or the pendulum.
Yep, I got a bunch of those laying around. Uh-huh. Which one? I love this one because this was a gift. But it's got the angel in it with the crystal at the bottom.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then there's that one and that one and that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, and that's when you enter it into it different ways, but it's just trying to understand, you know, there's more, you know, there's something else. And so it's like, how do I explore that? And it was just an interest, you know, and then the Seth books came in and it was like, oh my goodness, you know, that whole... But I think about like my brain, I had the hardest time with the concepts, really hard time. I could only read like a couple of pages maybe, and I'd have to put it down and I'd have to digest it. And then I could pick up a little bit more and I'd have to put it down. It was so complex and complicated to my brain. And now, I mean, well, let's see, even from then, 20 years later, I came across one. And in that time, Mom was starting to write. She was getting her material and she was having her. So look, definitely 2000, you know, so right in there is when I stumbled across another Seth book and I'm reading it. And it's like, well, of course it is. Of course it is. And I'm just flying through the book and I was like, well, yeah, you know, and then and it's like, oh my gosh, so much of this is what Mom's writing about. Oh, wow. You know,
like, oh, that's so cool. See,
it was the brain. And she kept saying, as we have the mind to understand and be able to, conceive the concepts, then we can move forward. But it's like, until then, it's just not, it's not even worth, they won't even give us the information because we can't comprehend.
Yeah, and you're not going to get it before you're ready either. Because I had books here that had all kinds of stuff in them. And then I remember sitting down with a friend and they're talking about something metaphysical. And I was sitting there going, why haven't you ever told me this before? I didn't know we could do things like that. That's interesting. And, you know, why haven't they shared this gift and this talent with me before? And then I come home and stumble across one of my books and just kind of randomly open it. And it's right there in the book that I've had on my shelf for 5, 10 years, whatever. And I'm like, okay, I wasn't ready to hear it yet. That's why the friend wasn't talking about it. It's why I didn't find it in that book. Or if I read the book, I didn't comprehend what that part was saying. You know, we get it when we're supposed to. And here's the fun part. And this was part of my conversation today, the rapid awakening. So, you know, I was told, we all know I've been doing this for a while. Mm-hmm. So, and I was always told by my mentor that, you know, you're doing it the hard way. You're the one plowing the path and getting all this information and learning this the hard way. But then the person that comes behind you, then that path gets smoother. And then the person that comes behind them, it's like paved. Yeah. And she said, you're going to start seeing in a few years, people will wake up when what took you 20 years to learn, they're going to learn it almost overnight. And how many times did I hear in the seat? I'm telling you, the 2-month mark of the COVID, where they started doing the lockdowns, it was about the 2-month mark. I just started getting all these people through my office and I would be like, so when did you get started on Dolores stuff? And when did this all start for you? About 2 months ago. And they were already sitting there. What took me how many years to find your mom and this work and doing this stuff. And they found it in 2 months. Mm-hmm. And instead of being like, what? You found that in 2 months. That took me years, you know, to level up to that. Mm-hmm. But it's out there and it's downloadable into our bodies.
Let's look at the availability of this information now compared to what it was.
Yeah.
It was not out there.
No, you couldn't find Hay House and Gaia TV and things like that did not exist. And if people could do mediumship and stuff, they sure as heck weren't on TV with it.
Oh, no.
And,
no,
you know, if you're doing this stuff, you're doing it in secret. Mm-hmm. So you have to find the other secret people, which, you know, you do, you find them. But now it's like, oh, and I have some other things to share. How much time do we have? Maybe I could get it in.
Yeah. Okay.
'Cause this is exciting and this involves the audience. So for about the last year, I've been getting people who feel like they're part of the first wave. They come in and they're like, I don't know. I feel lost. I don't know what I'm doing. I need purpose. There's just nothing. I'm just bored. And then boom, they get a reassignment and they go out and they get something new coming in. Well, the last 2 or 3 weeks, I've had several people go, I feel like I'm with the level 2 group. Or with the second wave. And I just feel lost. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. And I'm like, what's happening? Mm-hmm. So today when that happened, I was like, wait a minute. Or no, that was yesterday when that happened. And I was like, wait a minute. There's a theme going on here. And I'm so excited about the theme because it means the level 1 people did what they came to do.
The wave 1.
Why do I keep doing that? Yeah, wave 1. First wave came, they did what they're supposed to do, and then they get reassigned to something, and the reassignment, go find your happiness. That's the new assignment. Mm-hmm. Then the second wave comes in. They did everything they were supposed to do, what they came here to do. Now they get to go find their happiness. So when the third wave comes in and they're going, we're bored, I'm going to be like doing cartwheels.
Yeah.
Because, and I asked, why is it that these waves are finding themselves complete with this mission and this purpose? And they said, because all the information's out there now. So everything that they were here to teach or wake up or show, it's all been written down, videos made, everything. It's all accessible. So now it's there. Now to get to the next level, we all need to go find our happy bliss.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love ourselves.
It's about the joy. It's about, exactly, it's that thing. And they were saying, what am I supposed to do? And it's about being and being in your bliss, being in your joy, because you are the ones that are bringing in that energy. And what better energy to bring and support here on the planet than love and bliss and joy energy?
Yeah.
So go do what you love.
Go do what you love. Find your happy. Create your reality around that. Turn off the TV. Except for this, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Watch this.
Watch this. And things like this. But, you know, shut the things off that are causing you despair. And
yeah.
Do something different.
If it doesn't bring you joy.
Yeah. Out the door. That's your new assignment if you're feeling bored and misdirected. Okay, Julia, how do people become a level one practitioner? Now I can use level one.
Not a wave one practitioner. Level one practitioner. QHHT level one practitioner. Go to QHHTofficial.com and you will see information on that homepage or on the menu. You can go in there and look at the courses and you'll see level one online. And you can take it. It gives you everything you need to know to be able to practice this technique and explore the universe. Universes.
Right.
Anything.
All of the universes. And what about SoulSpeak?
And SoulSpeak, go to juliacannon.com and you'll get everything you need there for it's an online course. I also have a book about how to understand the language of your body, aches, pains, illnesses. What is it trying to tell you? It's more than you think. Tracy, how can people find
you? I'm going to talk quick so they can get us off of here. TracyMahan.com. You can find all my workshops and everything I do there. QHHTofficial.com. Level three practitioner. Absolutely love to see you. I'm in the Portland area, just about 30 minutes out of Portland. So I would love to see you. My throat's giving out. I'm going to say my lovies. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. I'm going to cough. Love you. Happy birthday, Mom.